This is Matt Bush for WCQS News. I'm speaking with Holly Kays of the Smoky Mountain News. Holly, tell us about this impeachment process. Yesterday was a very big day out there, so what ended up happening with the Tribal Council and this impeachment that they're bringing?
Well, the impeachment stems from a vote that Tribal Council took back in August to investigate decisions in the Human Resources Department of Principal Chief Patrick Lambert's administration. That report just came back about a week ago, and some of the Tribal Council members felt that its contents were concerning enough to warrant impeachment.
Go into a little more detail about what it is that they're looking at right now, and this has been something that's been going on for a while out there.
So the investigation was completed by the Office of Internal Audit. It reviewed contracts and human resources decisions made during Lambert's administration. Some of the findings are not publicly available due to the redacted copy that was released publicly, but findings included, according to the report, contracts that weren't properly approved by the business committee or whose expenditures exceeded the contract value. Some of the findings outlined in the human resources report dealt with veterans' preference, advertisement of positions, organizational structure, that type of thing. So yesterday, this finally came to a vote. In the morning, Tribal Council voted to bring articles of impeachment, to consider bringing articles of impeachment against the chief, and added that to their agenda. Of the 12 council members, 9 of them voted to proceed with impeachment, 3 voted against, and the room was packed. There wasn't a seat left in the place. Standing room only, all the way out the back and into the lobby. Most of the people in attendance seemed to be Lambert supporters. They were very vocal in cheering on speakers they agreed with or vocalizing disagreement with speakers that they didn't agree with.
How unprecedented is this, that this action's being taken?
Well, I myself have only been covering the tribe for about 3 years, but people who have been around a lot longer than me tell me that it's not all that unusual for somebody to attempt to impeach the chief. They say it's happened from time to time over the years under different administrations.
The FBI was also yesterday raiding the Cherokee's Housing Authority, the Quala Housing Authority. So what is the Housing Authority and why is it being investigated by the FBI?
Well, the Housing Authority is largely supported by federal funds and it's tasked with helping tribal members find housing. Back this fall, the FBI informed the program's director, Charlene Al, that the Housing Authority was being investigated for federal program fraud, mail fraud, and wire fraud. That letter also said that any attempt to destroy, hide, or falsify documentation that could be requested as part of the investigation would result in further federal charges. According to an emergency resolution that Lambert introduced at the very end of yesterday's council meeting, there had been at least 3 reports of paperwork being shredded in the Quala Housing Authority, which could be why the federal agents showed up. There were 26 of them. They brought a U-Haul truck. They carried away large amounts of file cabinets and paperwork.
Are the two events of Thursday at all related, the impeachment and the FBI raid?
Well, that would depend on who you ask. It would seem that Chief Lambert feels that the impeachment process is retaliation for some actions he's taken since he took office to look into dealings in the tribe over the past few years and hold any people accountable for criminal activity who should be. Last April, he gave a preliminary report on an audit he had ordered into finances in the tribe over the past 12 years of former Principal Chief Michelle Hicks' administration. And the preliminary report that he delivered indicated thousands of dollars spent on Victoria's Secret stores and limousine rentals, golf courses, and such. And he told counsel that he had sent those results to the FBI. In addition, 6 of the 12 council members sit on the Quala Housing Authority board, according to Chief Lambert. They could possibly feel threatened by that FBI investigation.
Holly, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.